Quran issues continue to resonate around the world. Farms cultivates a field for harvest in the 1040 window, and believers continue to help the Philippines rebuild a year after Typhoon Katsana. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Copycat incidents sparked by the aborted Burn a Quran Day touched off global reprisals. A Michigan man just turned himself in for leaving a burnt Quran on the steps of a mosque in East Lansing. Seething outrage spilled into India. Dave Stravers is the president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
In Kashmir, which is a predominant Muslim state of India, people attacked a Christian school and completely destroyed the school. And then in the state of Punjab, a mob also attacked a church and set church furniture on fire.
It's unusual for Muslims to attack Christians in India. The incident shows the depth of the offense. Although the situation damaged the witness of the church, their teams will continue after-school club tutoring, Bible clubs for children, and literacy training because
85% of all the Muslims and Hindus in India do not know a single Christian person. They've had no opportunity to respond to the gospel. And there are thousands of Christians in India that are very eager to tell them the truth about Jesus.
Next, the 1040 window contains some of the most dangerous countries for Christians to live in. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says God is using Farms International to ease hostility.
We are looking at starting two new programs in the 1040 window, and actually a majority of our programs are within the 1040 window.
These microenterprise programs provide Christians with a means to start small businesses.
Now being able to provide that good or service, it becomes something that people that would otherwise maybe be hostile to them, they need that water from that water pump, or they need that crop. As that is provided, that discrimination begins to fall by the wayside because you're viewed more as an equal.
This equality has allowed Farms programs to help believers to gain respect and then share their faith free from fear. Revival is happening as a result. Learn how to get involved at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's taken about 18 months, but Asian Access is excited about a new phase of ministry. It's a phase that will accelerate evangelism, discipleship, and church planning in one of the most hard-to-reach places, Japan. President of A2 Joe Handley says social issues have caused many problems, including a high suicide rate. Handley says
the country is in desperate need of more laborers for the kingdom. And for us, that means national pastors that are committed to new forms of holistic church multiplication, as well as missionaries that can be involved in the church planting effort.
But financial issues are restricting their efforts. A2 is looking at partnering with other agencies, which will send, while A2 will provide the strategy.
The partnership helps us deal with this economic challenge that we're facing, but the alliance allows us to recruit numbers of other mission agencies for the common cause of reaching Japan for Christ.
A2 has narrowed their partnership possibilities to three agencies. Pray for wisdom. Next, most orphans are adopted as babies, but what if they aren't? Buckner International says that when kids leave orphanages in Russia at 17, an estimated 10% commit suicide within 3 years. Others get involved in organized crime. There's an extreme need for families to adopt older kids, especially boys from Russia, right now. If you or someone you know is willing to be a living example of Christ by welcoming a Russian orphan to your family, visit our website. And Christian Resources International is helping the Philippines rebuild after a year of devastation from Typhoon Katsana. New partnerships between ministries sprouted in an effort to help believers replace lost Bibles. The CRI team is heading back next month to hold two pastors' conferences. They'll also be working with local churches, distributing materials from a great crate. You can help. CRI is always looking for Bibles, books, and bucks. Our website will point you the way. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win a Touch the World trip to India from Global Action, and it's free. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. You can activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on our link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.